So let's give them a hand, please. Jeff and Linda.
How you doing, Jeff?
Thank you. Thank you, David. Good info. Thank you, David.
I can simply tell you we couldn't do it if we didn't love it.
Yeah. And also, if we weren't all doing it together, Adamus and Tobias and Kutumi have all talked about that this amazing journey we're on. It's really the culmination of many, many lifetimes. Lifetimes that we've shared together, good and bad, and lifetimes where in between we planned and talked about going back down again, and of course we forgot everything once we got here, but it's been an amazing journey. I think the most beautiful part of it for Linda and I, for Norman, Garrett, the Crimson Circle staff, is that we get to participate in it with all of you. It's the greatest joy when we go out, we're leaving tomorrow for Ecuador. Ecuador. And the travel part, the airport part is not a lot of fun. Just going through airports is...
Yeah, I got my first real pat down. It was like...
Me, and that was... That was from me after 33 years of marriage.
You have a special license.
But once we get there, it's always amazing. And I know for those of you who have been to Crimson Circle events, there's such a feeling of, as Adama says, of community, of friendship, of... And what I really love about Chambra is everybody's got a good sense of humor, even when things are tough. We're able to joke around. We don't take ourselves all that seriously.
Excuse me?
And if we do, somebody will quickly get us out of that. So it's been an amazing journey. I don't even like to think any more about how many years it's been. It's actually gone by pretty fast.
It really has.
Then if I, at the new year, you look back at the calendar and you go, oh my gosh, that's a long time. But it is truly amazing.
And I'll even go so far as to say that there are more and more truly young people.
Yes.
And that's really an exciting thing to see because I've been waiting, like, where are you? And because that is what really is really, really the force of change for in my attitude. And I've even noticed that young people really, really have a positive influence on the people
What do you consider young?
Truthfully?
55 and under.
The 60s definition. Nope, the 60s definition, under 30.
Oh, no, that was the 60s young. Today's young, I think is anybody who can smile while they're going through this. You've got to be young.
Well, I'll ask some of what I call young people afterwards when they don't have to worry about any repercussions.
You know, I wasn't planning to. We never rehearse, believe it or not.
Whether I like it or not.
Anything. Linda gets the slides literally at 9 o'clock in the morning before we start.
Thank you for giving them to me so early.
I've been up late working on them, and I hand it off to her in the morning. But I was just thinking yesterday about how I was thinking about my chronological age, and please take a deep breath.
Were you feeling sorry for yourself?
No. Take a deep breath. You're not going to believe this, but I am 55 years old. I know. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. But I was thinking, I feel like such a kid. I mean,
wow,
really.
I'm going to remind you of that.
I actually, I didn't say my body. I said I just feel emotionally very immature. You know, there's so much going on in our lives, everybody's life, and it's all so new. There's a lot of old stuff, but there's so much new stuff. And I feel like I'm on a new adventure. I feel like I'm just getting out into the world and testing this. I feel like a kid sometimes. And I guess that's good. I guess it's amazing.
I used to have a pin. It was my motto. You can only be... You're only young once, but you can always be immature.
Right. So during the music that played just now, the video, Linda nudged me kind of like, what is this? Because I do like to pick the music. And actually, the the suggestion came from Carrie Gallant. Carrie, are you here? She's like, oh, I'd love if you played this. So I went over to iTunes and just started to listen to it. And it's like, oh, this is not Geezer Rock. We're not going to play this. And but then I started listening to the words. And of course, it has got a great beat. And then I discovered, whoa, they got a video. So I went and watched that. And I thought, you know, we'll bring in a little bit different music. And I liked it. If you listen to the words, it was actually really, really quite beautiful.
Yeah, I bet Adamus was rockin', not.
No.
No.
He's actually nowhere to be found. That's the other part
you
of the thing I wanted to
chased him away
say
with
today.
That.
You know how sometimes he comes in early, but today he's just not.
That chased him away.
That chased him away. Anyway, we mix it up. We play a little. We're going to have some classical music in the next couple of months with a live musician, and much better than a dead musician. We try to mix it up. We've got a very interesting tune we're going to play before the channel today.
With
and
what?
It's a secret. You'll hear it. Yeah, see if you like it. As David mentioned, later today we're going to when we come back for the Adama session, we are going to be simulcasting not only on our regular webcast through the Crimson Circle network, and you see everybody back there. You guys got more computers than Adamus. And they needed another one today, and John was kind of like twisting my arm trying to say, hey, we need two or three more laptops and a couple iPads. And But we're also going to be simulcasting on the new Awakening Zone. It will be audio only, but we'll talk about the Awakening Zone in just a minute, but it's amazing. It's amazing. So with that, let's get into
your
the slides.
Show.
Yes, we could have the slides back. That slideshow. Yeah, we have a lot to cover today, and we have to be done at 2:25.
Well, you better get rocking.
I know, because I have a lot of slides.
Do we want to say hello?
Oh,
to
absolutely. Okay. I'll go to that slide. We want to welcome in.
Hello, we have some guests. Well, we have guests from the other side. We have guests from all over the planet, but physically in the room, we have some special guests. We have Sandra Bennett from Australia. Hello, Sandra.
Australia. Good to see you. So, and what time is it in Australia right now?
18 hours tomorrow.
5 a.m.
They're
wow.
They're 6 hours behind, but it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Right?
Sunday morning.
It's Sunday morning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a great way to start the week. Yeah. Get your coffee. That's scary.
And Sandra came all the way for teacher training.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
she's
great.
She's a new SCS teacher.
Wow.
She took David McMaster and Patty Severance's class.
Yeah, well, welcome. And we'll bring in some snow for you.
Literally.
Tomorrow.
I've had a beautiful taste. Don't
do that. No, we're going to bring in some snow for you, damn it. You're in Colorado.
Already.
You're going to get a storm.
Steve Green is here from California.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, Steve. Patricia, also from California. Patricia Janish. There you go.
Hey, Trish. How's, are you walking okay these
Without
days?
Without crutches.
Oh, that's great.
Woo!
Great. Heal thyself. Wow, great. Yeah, yeah. Maybe you could dance with the Namas today, if we can find them. I mean, really, he usually kind of comes in early, and I start to, yeah. I can't find him.
You're screwed.
No, we all are.
No, just you.
But he left me a note. Oh, let's see what it says. Linda's supposed to channel.
Nobody would like that. You would not like that. Jeff has much more skill and grace. I could do it, but it'd be ugly. It would be ugly. Really ugly. Don't even mention that again. Let that go. I'm going to screw this up, but you'll forgive me. Suzanne Abadian.
Suzanne, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Welcome. Glad you could be here. From Manchester, Massachusetts.
Oh, Manchester, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you had a lot of snow up there and rain and all sorts of stuff recently, didn't you?
You know, I escaped it. I came here before.
Oh, yeah, it's been like the tropics here.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they're saying snow tomorrow.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Peg Blakely from Cass Lake, Minnesota. I'm not sure she made it. I don't think she made it. Okay. Patty Severance from North Carolina.
Patty. Yeah, Patty.
Patty was here doing teacher training with David McMasters. They did SES, right? And aspectology.
Wow.
So we have new teachers.
Wow.
Okay. And from Santa Fe, New Mexico, we have Allie Maxfield.
Hi, Allie.
Hi. I'm sorry?
Oh, you live here?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Did your attitude change when you said, I went from New Mexico to Superior?
We all live in Superior. And, when did you move up here?
November 5th.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Wow. And it's wonderful here. Yeah. We hate to tell too many people because we're afraid everybody's going to move here, but it's great. Yeah.
David, would you hand the mic to Andre? I will blow your name so bad, I just want to make sure it's said properly.
Okay. Hi, my name is Andrea Pasquetti. That's how you say it.
Welcome, Andre.
Yeah.
He's been living in Hollywood, working in Hollywood,
wow.
Doing the show, the Hollywood thing. But he's on his way back to Venice for home for a
Venice,
trip.
Italy, not Venice, California.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to suffer and go back to Italy.
Back to Venice.
So welcome.
And,
welcome, everyone.
Of course, we know your mom also. She's an amazing, gifted artist.
Lovely, wonderful lady.
Lovely lady. And would you like to say hi to her?
I've known her for too many years. But I've spoken to her this morning. So.
Oh, she's watching in right now going, my son. Come back home.
And there are a number of people, we won't make you say your name, but if you're the first time at a Crimson Circle monthly meeting, would you raise your hand? Because there's actually quite a few.
First time here.
First timers.
You don't have to be shy.
They're hiding.
Really
come on.
Wow. You know, although...
Wait, let me say something else. Now, I hope you all noticed, I want to warn you all, this is kind of a cozy group, the core group that comes a lot, and they really like being here together, and I have to give you this warning, just don't get between them and the food.
At the break.
They'll be nice otherwise, but don't get between them and the food.
Yeah.
You guys be nice to the new people.
And I noticed a lot of the new folks are also sitting on the inside somewhere. You must have gotten the word, don't sit on the aisles or the front row. Or it can get a little intense.
If he shows up.
Yes, okay.
Is he going to show up?
If he shows up. Maybe he's sending in a substitute. Who knows? Yeah. So as... before we get into last month's slides, we'd like to talk just a little bit about the Awakening Zone. It's been really the biggest single project that I can remember within Crimson Circle, within Chamberland. It started as really some discussions, loose discussions a couple years ago, including David and Terry Spires, Linda, myself. What we call barroom discussions. We're literally having a margarita or two down in Santa Fe. And saying, we really should do a radio show at some time. Kind of supplement between the monthly meetings and have different Chambra doing the shows or coming in as guests. And it kind of fermented, gestated, whatever you want to call it. It just kind of germinated slowly, and it would come back once in a while, and we'd talk about it, and then we'd get busy. Well,
new shoes?
These are my European shoes. I was wearing those loafers with the little tassels, and some kid at an airport in Europe laughed at me, so I got... European loafers.
I'm not sure Adamus likes those. That might have been what scared him off.
So yes, they're very stylish, and this is my boss tie. I mean, literally my boss tie. That's Hugo Boss.
So, you had to get a tie to be able to say that, huh?
And somebody mentioned it before and said, "Oh, I bet you didn't pick that out. I bet Adamus did," and they were right, actually. And so, but yeah, to start off the new year, you know. It's going to be a weird year. I can tell you that already. It's going to be a really weird year. We'll get into that in a little bit. And if Adama shows up, maybe he could talk about it. But with the Awakening Zone, suddenly, Linda and I have been doing quite a few shows because they're very easy to do. We've been doing them with Joe Rumbelow on the...
people invited us to do them.
Yeah, yeah. And we've done them with quite a few different people. Gentra Gardner does a great show. I forget some of the other names off the top of my head.
Golden Hawk.
Yeah, Golden Hawk and a few others. They're easy to do. We get to sit at home just, you know, I mean...
In your underwear.
Yeah, yeah. And so suddenly we got a call from Joe Rumbelow.
Wait, there was an in-between thing, too. We had that meeting with Alain Volea.
Oh, right.
Where we talked about what would be the ideal... Where does the Crimson Circle want to be and go? And through Alain, we got really clear about defining that we always wanted to be able to reach out.
But we didn't know how at the time.
We had no idea how.
Yeah, yeah. But so that was the another part of the seed that came in. And back in August, Joe Rumbelow called and said, would you guys be interested in doing a network? And we're like, sure.
Have you ever said no?
Yeah, but to that one, it fell into place with everything else going on. So we got into discussions, and right away, Lyndon, Alain, and I said, you know, we need to talk to the staff because if we don't have their support and their talent, it's just not going to work. So we had a meeting, and they were excited also, which was...
Unbelievable, considering everything that was sitting out there.
Yeah.
I said, no, put more on our plate. Really, really.
So
we don't want to get sloppy here. No, keep the plate full.
Yeah, we want to stay busy. So as it goes, Joe Rumbelow had never really envisioned a global network, and of course that's all of us, and it's very, very global. And we had never envisioned really a lot of different hosts outside of Chambre. We put all that together. We kind of stirred it up. We got incredible input from the staff, and we've now
they went
birthed
so far ahead of what we were. It got mentioned. It just sort of got talked about, and then we left town, which was probably a good thing. And then they went after, and they started working together, trying to be clear about what the different pieces might be.
So we had our first show on January 1st, which was 1-1-1-1.
Oh, how clever!
At 1 o'clock Central Time, and because we could, and. It was fun. It was amazing. We had about 12 of the hosts call in. It was just chit-chat. There weren't any channels. There weren't any in-depth discussions, but it was fun. So it is now launched. What you're going to see is the logo and the opening music. Special music was created by Gerhard Funkhauser and Anat Gilboa in Israel, and we kind of told them the feel we wanted, a little more
international,
world beat, something catchy, something that kind of stayed with you, and they came up with that, and it's like every time I hear it, I get the chills. So
I think Amir was in on that too.
Yes, he was. Actually, I played again because I can. And if we get the lights off again.
Did you design the logo?
Mark Ritter and I both worked on it. And yes, Mark's been instrumental in a lot of this. So here we go again. Okay.
Crank it, John.
You're listening to the Awakening Zone. So we officially launched.
Ooh, you
it.
Missed your calling.
Well, we officially. I could have been a homeless guy that was suddenly discovered. That was in the news recently. Anyway, long story. So we launched the Awakening Zone energetically here back in November, I think it was, when Joe came out. And boy, has it been. You know, I have to tell you, the Crimson Circle staff did not have a holiday this year. And they don't want
to. A few spouses going, yeah, no.
They were working day and night. We have a very, very complex website. It's all data-driven. It's all, you know, it's a beautiful website designed by Mark Ritter, the graphic design, beautiful pages, but it's all interconnected. So when a host loads their new show, it populates throughout all different places in the website. You can go to the archives. You can go to look up a guest. Who are the upcoming guests? We'll look at the hosts of the various shows. It's actually very beautiful, but very, very complex. And literally right down to an hour and a half before the show on January 1st, it's still, things were not quite fit together. And poor Michelle, she just did a lot of breathing and said, damn it, it's going to work. And it did. So, woo! So if we could, I would really love to acknowledge the people who have been working day and night on this thing, behind the scenes, literally 14, 16, maybe more hours a day, getting it ready. And, you know, this is us. I mean, this is Chambra's Awakening Zone. It's our way of taking our experiences that we've had in our awakening, breathing in and extending out through what you see here, through 35 shows a month in various languages, incredible guests. Lee Carroll was the guest on Joe's show the other night. We have Damian Brinkley coming on later this month. We have amazing people who are helping to influence the awakening and the Crimson Circle Chambra energy behind all of it. Chambra is the machine and the fuel behind this.
The other thing that I like that it represents is that it's not just a Crimson Circle network. That while there is a lot of Crimson Circle integrated into it, we've reached out to lots of spiritual people with the idea that there's a lot of spiritual truth out there. And the one rule, the only rule that we have put to our hosts is to say the show has to represent self-empowerment and new energy.
Yep.
And I think we can be really proud of that as a group.
I'd like to take just a moment to the embarrassment of a few people to really acknowledge them individually for their work, for their long, long hours and what they've been doing. So one at a time, individually, I'd like to first of all acknowledge Michelle. Go ahead, stand up, Michelle.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Michelle has really been a huge driving force behind the website, keeping things going. And as many of you know, when you're dealing with a lot of complex software, outside companies, servers, and all this other stuff, in addition to maintaining the regular Crimson Circle website, it brings in all sorts of issues. And Michelle, I've been so impressed at how you've handled this with such grace and such talent. So thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
And also behind the scenes doing so much of the software work, the programming, the keeping things moving, John Kaderka. John, please stand up. And I was going to say, I wish you could peek in on some of our meetings. By the way, we have our staff meetings for Crimson Circle right here during the week because we're a virtual company. So we get together, and boy, there's such a dynamic going on during the staff meetings. The input and sharing and
encouraging each other.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. So thank you, John, for
thank you, John.
Everything you're doing on this. Also to Gene Tinder for doing so much work on the website. Gene. And Gene, you look so comfortable back there with the producer headset and everything on. But Gene has been working tirelessly to make sure all the content is on the site, all the information about the hosts and the guests, and working with them. So you can imagine, it's been a lot
it's
of work.
It's all a big undertaking.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Gene. And also to Joe Rumbelow, who's not here today, but I hope you're listening in, Joe, back in St. Louis. Sorry about the Rams, but next year. So, but thank you, Joe. And, you know, the interesting thing about Joe is he fit in so quickly into the organization, or we fit in with him.
He right away saw that we had a really good staff and has commented on it repeatedly, that any of the interaction he's had, that we have a really good group of people that we work with, and it's really true.
Yeah, he does an amazing job. So thank you, Joe. I hope you're listening in. And also to Mark Ritter from CreativeAspects.com. Mark. When we were putting together the website, and we said, you know, it's got to be efficient, it's got to be clean, it's got to be organized. It really takes a lot of work when you're dealing with that many
elements.
You
know what elements. His response was? Yeah, I'm Swiss.
When we were considering the website, we immediately thought about Mark because he has such a good, clear vision of what we're trying to do and great graphics and does an incredible job, again, has fit in so well with the team.
He's been with the Crimson Circle for a long time.
Yeah, but then to integrate in the day-to-day level and, you know, dealing with everybody's energy, and that Mark has fit right in. So thank you, Mark. And also a very, very special thanks to a man who's been instrumental in Linda's and my life, who has done an exceptional job in really keeping our energies balanced and flowing and grounded, who's actually spent a lot of time with Linda and I personally trying to get keep the energies flowing. We'd like a very special thanks to Alain Bolea. So, Alain. Alain has a group called Business Advisors. Is it .net or .com? .net. If any of you here today or listening have a business and just need somebody to help you get a perspective, you know, because it's easy to get caught in the details and the
minutiae. A new energy perspective.
Alain's done amazing things for Crimson Circle in the time we've been working with you. So, again, could I get all the everybody, the staff, to stand up and please be acknowledged. So.
Wait. And actually, every one of their dear mates is in the room, too.
Oh,
would you
really?
Just stand up and just, or raise your hand if you're already
the
standing
spouses
up?
And Tom.
The spouses. Yeah,
Tom, Leslie, yeah. James.
Yeah.
Where's you? Yeah, because they've had to put up with a lot. So,
well, I actually call over to like John's once in a while, and of course Leslie has to answer phone because she goes, I can't get him to come out of his office. What is it with you guys? I can't get him out of the office.
You know, the other interesting thing about Awakening Zone is, you know, we have Schomburg, Crimson Circle, and there's a very distinctive energy. As a matter of fact, at times it's been difficult for not difficult, but difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult.
To speak at other events. We actually don't do it that often because the real joy is being with this community. When we go to other events, it's very different. We really have to
really
do a
different lot
of breathing. Even
literally.
If it's metaphysical New Age, but they're just different. And I keep looking for this group that Adamus has talked about. Who are they? He won't tell me. But they're breaking apart anyway. So,
No, it's an honest difference that immediately, if people have been listening and truly kind of integrating some of the things that we're all hearing and we're all doing and learning. Jeff and I are spoiled, because when we go to those events, we can be who we are. We all know what we're talking about. We go to a new event and they're like, oh, wow, and they start
different.
It's really different.
Yeah.
Really different.
Yeah.
So thank you all.
So, but the interesting thing about Awakening Zone is it's also been a point of unity. We have hosts that are part of this now, like Lee Carroll will be hosting 4 shows a year. Pepper Lewis, Channels Gaia, will have a monthly show. Kahu Fred Sterling from Hawaii is going to be doing a show. And the list goes on and on.
Really proud of that.
You know, I am too. I'm very, very proud of it. And it shows really the consciousness of Chambra as everyone's a part of it. Every idea is worth consideration. Everybody is on their journey, and we're compassionate about it. So everything that you're going to see with Awakening Zone over these next years and years, I hope, is because of Chambra, because of this incredible group, an amazing staff, and a lot of inspiration. So thank you. Whew. Yes, I'm so excited about it. We're going to talk in a little bit later about some of the upcoming guests. But
we're not going to have time.
I know. Right now, we're going to go through last month's
quickly
Adama slides pretty quick because we have a lot to cover.
Okay.
We never really were on a time schedule before, but now we have
You
that.
Can do it, Jeff. Really. You can do
okay,
it.
Okay, so we'll go back to... Thank you, Norma. I'm going to sit by Norma and just breathe. Shout 5 of the next series.
Adamus doesn't like those shoes.
Called... he's not around. How would he know? He has no
idea. What
kind
of leather is that?
Pig. Anyway, last month's Shout was called Shadahar. Shadahar?
Shadahar.
Okay. All right. And Linda's going to read the part of select Adama's quotes, and I'm going to offer
your
insights.
Wise input and expansion.
Insights.
Okay. You want something different. You say, when are we going to join together now? When are we going to integrate? We call it the awakening. You try to soothe these challenging feelings by giving yourself a lot of makyo. But the makyo's actually compounding the challenge. The more makyo you throw into the fire, the bigger the fire gets. The worse you feel. But it keeps the energy going. You get to a point where you said, I don't even believe my own makyo anymore. I don't know who I am.
So Adamus, of course, as you know, has been talking about makyo. It's our spiritual BS. It's all the junk and the beliefs and the cliches and everything else. He calls it makyo. And he says, that's fine. You can keep, you know, with the makyo, throwing belief on top of belief until you just get so sick of it that you finally get to the point of saying, I don't even believe my own makyo. And that kind of starts a new part of this awakening or integration journey where you say, I'm just going to throw it all out the door because it's a bunch of makyo. So... I love that term.
I liked it too, and it's interesting because there is plenty of makyo even in the channels. And it gets turned into makyo really fast when people, they take a little piece and take it out of context and then slam it as something that they use as an excuse for lots of things.
Example would be?
We were told, do nothing.
Yeah, well, that was 8 years ago, and it only lasted for a month. So anyway, moving right along. So makyo. Makyo is kind of, one of those new Chambra words that I hear more and more now.
Okay.
Directed at me. Kidding.
I don't do that, but I think it sometimes. No, I don't even do that. Okay. You start learning how to absolutely trust yourself. You learn that you're the only one that you have. That's the beauty, the secret. That's the mystery of life. You're the only one. Now, what are you going to do with it? Good point. Amyo is a graceful state of being where you don't need to worry about anything. Suddenly, the energies are flowing. It's a beautiful, graceful dance of Amyo.
Kind of the antithesis of makyo is amyo. It's the absolute, unconditional acceptance of yourself. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I've seen a lot of interesting posts on the message board or emails last month or two about
how many of you can do that? How many of you are able to do that all
do
the
what?
Time?
Amiel?
Yeah. How many?
Yeah. How about once?
No. I think that's
you know, Adamus has said it's, you know, you can't do just a little Amiel or a lot of Amiel. It is or it isn't. Either there's that 100% trust in self, no matter what happens, no matter if you break your hip or you break your arm or whatever happens, the understanding.
You're never allowed to have a moment, a hiccup?
You're allowed to do anything you want, but Amiel is the state of absolute grace and acceptance.
But then you won't stay on the planet.
That's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. Look at the
Give
ascended.
Give me an example.
The ascended masters are coming back, and they don't have to be here. They're choosing to be because it's fun.
Okay.
Okay. He went on to say his next key word.
Shadar. I'll have to go to the Middle Eastern practice.
Yeah.
Is an ancient word, one of the original sounds. Say it.
Shadar.
It means to bring life into life. It should feel familiar because you've been doing that ever since you've been here, breathing yourself, infusing yourself into your life. You've been doing that ever since you've taken on physical form.
It's actually a beautiful kind of a trilogy of words, makio, meaning our BS, our deception, amio, meaning the total acceptance of self, and then the next step with shadhar, which is the
what is
breathing, shadhar, breathing life into life, breathing ourselves into our life, knowing that we're here in this reality, we've truly created our body, we've created the earth, and now really breathing ourselves, our life force energy, into every part of our life, into the next part of our life. And I think that's where Adamus is going with all this, with the breathing life into life. There's been a tendency for a lot of us to hold back, to restrict, to doubt and to question, but when you start breathing yourself, your unconditional Amio self into your life, that really starts changing every potential in your life, past, present, and future.
I was just kidding about your shoes.
You really like them, I know.
Breathing life into life is one of the most fulfilling things a creator can do. This is where it gets fun, Chambra. It's the infusion, placing the radiance of yourself into your life. I can hear Norma shining. You don't lose any energy when you do this, so let yourself breathe life into life. Breathe you into everything around you. This is how Earth was created, the angels breathing life into life.
We are creator beings, always wanting to create, to experience, and to expand. When we allow ourselves to breathe our self into our spirit, into the material world, we create the earth, the world. When we breathe into our life, we create our life. When we allow ourselves this beautiful experience of shadhar, we change our reality. We change all of the potentials, the reality of every moment. Adamus is asking us now to become external. We've been on this very internal journey for a lot of lifetimes. And he's saying, now it's breathe into your creations, your business, your book, your singing in the shower, driving down the road, no matter what it is, start breathing into it. And again, I think he's leading to this thing about really breathing in, to infusing our new life with our own energies.
So the question becomes, what next? You know what to do. Keep it simple and breathe life into life. You've got all the tools. So what next? Now the awakening world will go through what you went through. Poverty, self-doubt, gaining weight, getting sick. The world is
You're talking about
to
me.
No. The world is going to go through it, particularly these next 2 years. Do not panic. Have compassion. Breathe.
He He's been talking about this quite a bit, and I think we all intuitively know it's going to be interesting these next few years. You can pick up a paper any day and see it, and I think it's going to get more intense. If you're at all having anxiety about it, just stop and take a deep breath and say, just take a look at it. These are the same things we've gone through. Now the world is starting to go through them. The destructuring process, Adamus called 2011 the year of drama. A lot of stuff going on. We don't need to get wrapped up in it. Actually, we need to be the guides and the teachers for the others who are going through their awakening.
You know, things have been really going well for a lot of people. And the truth is that they've kind of studied it, that notoriously people don't look for God or to God until they're praying to God. And there are so many things going on in the world right now, and you can feel that people are getting less and less comfortable in what's going on. I notice people ask me more and more questions than ever before. People that kind of knew what we did, but were like, well, yeah, whatever.
Used to kind of make fun of it.
Well, I didn't want to go that far, but that's true, too. Now actually ask questions and say, well, what are you guys doing, and how does that work? And I'm hearing more and more and more of it. So you have to have that sense that really there are people that will be looking for things because what they could trust before doesn't work anymore.
Yep. Next slide. Oh, thank you.
We're asking you to stay, dear Chambra. This is a pivotal point. The next few weeks between now and about January 5th is a pivotal time. You could say it's choice time. Some of you have already been thinking about your way out. Metatron and the others from the Crimson Council are asking you to stay.
They're asking us to stay for a variety of reasons. I think it comes up in the next slide. But if you remember, he asked Metatron to come in last month. Not very often that we have that Adamus brings in guests. Tobias used to be like Jay Leno, you know, different one every night. But Adamus doesn't do it so much. When he brought Metatron in, I was kind of, I wonder what's going on. Well, they were coming in to say, it's going to get really intense during December, early part of January. Take a deep breath. We're inviting all of you to stay to do the work that I think he talks about on this next slide.
Why? Just for the fun of it. Your original service is done, and now you can leave. But do you really want to? Some of you have contemplated it. Some of you are wondering why you're here. We would like to be here, first and foremost, experience what it's like to have joy on earth. Second, it's more effective when enlightened beings are here rather than there. When you consider potentials within yourself, choices you would like to make in your life, it's not just about you. It's affecting the planet. It's putting potentials into the dynamics of earth for true change.
So he's saying a couple good reasons to stay. One is just to have fun. I think we've all been at this for a long time, and it's time now to really enjoy our lives, to let a lot of the other stuff go. And as long as we're so invested in it so many lifetimes, might as well see how it's going to turn out. He's saying just have fun now. But also, it's for the others, for humanity in general, it's important for them to have human guides in their life, not some invisible beings. Most people would not be particularly open to channeling, believe it or not, talking to entities. They think that, you know, it's a little crazy, although we're seeing more and more that are open to it. But they want to hear and see and experience from somebody that's embodied just like them. That's why the Ascended Masters are coming back.
You've got to sleep with a channeler to know how crazy it is.
Not really. It's crazy. So they're saying, we'd really like it if you stayed. He went on to say,
2011, the year of drama. Let's breathe it in, bold and fearless. Financial problems, cities, states, and maybe countries collapsing because they've gone bankrupt. Wars popping up in strange places this coming year. Let's breathe it in. Yeah, right. Does that mean you're endorsing it? No, it means you're understanding it. It's just energy. As you breathe in, remember what you went through and remember that it worked out. You're here to tell the story.
Yeah. And I know what he means by this. There's a tendency, well, like I have a tendency, like I read bad news, I want to push it away, like, whoa, this is too much for me to handle. Once in a while, just to torture myself, I listen to Glenn Beck on the radio. Oh, no! I do. And, but, you know, it's kind of...
I want to know what the other Kool-Aid tastes
Promo
like.
Say, no wonder Adamus is not coming around. You listen to Glenn Beck. It's interesting to hear what I consider he's a great entertainer. And the entertainment involves drama and feeding and hyper reaction, and the world is coming to an end, and all under the banner of heaven. That's what I love about it. All because God wants us to do this. And like, whoa, wow. It actually keeps me humble and tempered when I listen to Glenn Beck, because it's like, I will never go there.
Actually, I enjoy, not that's not the right word.
I think he's channeling, by the way.
I deliberately, oh yeah, right.
Joe McCarthy.
Joe McCarthy. I actually deliberately listen to it, not because I enjoy it, but because that's the number two listened to radio show. And I want to hear what stuff that, I want to hear what people are listening to, and I don't want to buy into it. I just want to hear what they're listening to.
I want to know why other people we meet are the way. Anyway, you're of drama collapse.
Next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so instead of pushing it away, I breathe it in. It's all just energy. The world's going through its changes. Humanity is going through its destructuring and eventually evolution. And I think we all, every one of us intuitively knows that. And I think our hearts go out and thinking, oh, we know it's going to be tough for a lot of people, but we know it's all part of the evolution, and you just want to scream out to the world, let go of those old belief systems, let go of the fears, stop feeding off of others, take a deep breath, become the I am that I am, but we have compassion, we're going to let them go through their thing. I do. And he went.
Every day I hear a bad headline, and it's just like, oh my God. Okay, you ready?
But today's headlines are our old headlines. It's true. Watch. They are. They are our old headlines. Next slide, please.
Yeah, don't tempt me to say anymore. Okay, there's just one new earth anymore. The original New Earth, the mirror of physical Earth, was a starting place. There's not just one.
Funny what three little letters can do to change everything.
Totally. Remember, there are billions of angelic beings who have never embodied in matter or had physical experience. They've been waiting to come in. Physical Earth can accommodate about 10 billion. So where do the others go? To the New Earth. Uh-huh. What are the templates for those new Earths right here?
Right here. I think this is actually pretty amazing. Earth, this was the original gateway to ascension, to our sovereignty. The angels had to come by way of Earth. Well, now there's more and more angelic beings who've never been embodied, but who are seeking to expand beyond the original spiritual families. So where do they go? Well, not here. We're busy. The inn is full. We have been working on this place called the New Earth, where we take the energies, the ideals, the templates from this Earth, sans all the conflict and battle and everything else. We created New Earth. And I know Adamus used to talk to us, Tobias used to talk to us about that all the time. We're out there working at night, setting up the template of the New Earth. Adama says now there's not just one New Earth, there are many, and these are the places that the angelic beings will go to, our spiritual families will go to as part of their ascension. Not necessarily physical, not necessarily just like here with forests and trees and mosquitoes and everything else, but carrying the same energy and dynamics. And again, sometimes I'm in absolute awe of what humans on Earth have done. It's amazing.
That's why we would love if you stayed. We would love if you continued being in physical body. But now, in clear, joyful experience. It has a profound effect on all of these other new Earths that are coming into being and all of your spirit families. Angelic beings, billions of them, want to go through their ascension, their discovery of the I Am. That's why the new Earths are being built. That's why this Earth is going to go through these next few years is so important. That's why you've chosen to be here.
Damas and Tobias and Gotoumi have all, they all understand that it is tough being here at times. It's a very, this is a very harsh reality. We're in physical body, very limited perception and awareness. We get very focused on just here, and we forget that actually there's a lot of other stuff going on in our own lives, in a multidimensional way. It gets very difficult sometimes when we feel we're, you know, pushing against the wall, and the wall's pushing back on us, and oftentimes winning. I know there's a lot of times I think every one of us has said, you know, it's not about just wanting to quit, but geez, I know it's got to be nice over there. I know right now they're probably having parties and smoking cigars and drinking fine champagne, and they don't have to be in physical body, and they're kind of la-la, just flowing, and we're here.
How do they do it?
We're spending long hours and
how do they do that?
Going through a lot of challenges. But Adamus is really saying, we need you to stay. We need, truly, the Earth needs the new energy teachers and guides. Even if you're not offering or doing a class or writing a book, just your consciousness on Earth while you're embodied in physical form plays such a big role, such a big role. So that was last month's shout. Hopefully we get Adamus back this month and have another one. Let's shift gears now and talk about, I'll do a quick review. We weren't out on the road last month. We were right here. We've been home for about 5 weeks now.
Wow.
And the big thing was having
your feet getting itchy?
No. No, because I know we're leaving tomorrow. We are going to, 1 week from now, or even less, we're going to be standing on the equator. I'm going to straddle it. I'm north and south.
That's ugly. Don't do that again.
All right. I'm going to be straddling the equator. It's going to be weird. I mean, I wonder, is that...
We'll get a picture and bring it back.
Like duality at its max. I mean, wow, north, south. You know, whoa. What if I fall over one way? Anyway, if we could get the lights, we do have just a quick little slideshow from last month. A lot of you were here for the Christmas party. Great shout, great party afterwards. So we put it the day in review. So here we are with the... You might recognize yourself on here. Here we go.
Each and every face, come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friends, please celebrate me. I can sing me home. An easy highway, traveling where the westerly winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama. Come on, let it be what you want from me, yeah. I'm this strong, I'll be
You know, there's just nothing quite like the Faces of Chambre. Nothing like getting together. I was putting these slides together last night. I almost started crying. I mean, no, it was just so beautiful and amazing to see the faces and the looks. And very special thanks to Dave Schemmel for most of the photos there. Amazing. So, wow, that was good. Okay, we're going to go through very quickly, lightning speed, talking about upcoming events. We have a deadline now.
Damn.
Okay, next weekend in Ecuador, Adamus's Mystery School, and I think we're just about sold out, which is amazing, our first time in the Ecuador country. So, let's see, February, Egypt, sold out, sorry. March, in Kauai for a special mystery school. We had a couple of cancellations at the last minute. People had other things come up. So, Susie, I believe we have two or three spaces.
There are a couple spaces left.
Two spaces left. Okay. It was sold out, but now it opened up. We've things got change. A very wonderful week planned in Kauai in March. April, we will be doing a mental imbalance workshop symposium in Del Mar, California, which happens to be just outside of San Diego, also right close by to Lee Carroll, which channels Cryon. This is really good if you are a mental health care practitioner, professional, healer, or if you just have issues with people you know in your family or things like that. Adamus goes into the spiritual implications and potential remedies or solutions. How would you put it?
We all have imbalances or know people with imbalances, yeah. And it's a very enlightening new perspective.
He takes some of the
and it's been evolving with each event. It's evolved into the next expansion of that.
He really takes the understanding of things like neuroses and psychosis and depression to a whole new understanding in this workshop. He goes well beyond some of the conventional methods. So this is a good 3-day symposium. Following that, we're doing a new energy syncretized teacher training. So if you'd like to become a syncretized teacher, it's a 4 or 5 days training.
Four.
4 days. 4 days training right there in San Diego. Great place. Good restaurant.
11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, 14. Yeah, oh, I got to count it. just as a reminder, the midsummer, which is now actually early fall, annual Chambre gathering.
Well, the weather's been changing all over the planet.
It could be midsummer, yeah. It's going to be in Santa Fe in September 9th through the 11th. Interesting dates. We have a wonderful lineup of speakers. We haven't announced any of them yet.
Let me add something. 2001. Oh, Jeff.
Oh, that's really weird.
Mr.
I didn't do that.
Hoppy.
That's not me.
Interesting.
We're about a third sold out right now. We haven't even announced the lineup of speakers, guests.
Let me say one more thing. Actually, it happens to be that we, by some sort of luck, magic, whatever you want to call it, we got a reasonable price to be right on the square in Old Santa Fe. It's a delightful, beautiful city, beautiful setting, right in the heart of everything. But it's a smaller room. The maximum number of attendees that we can handle is only 250 because it's a slightly smaller room. But so don't delay. Don't call me saying, oh, you didn't tell me it was going to be a smaller one.
Yeah, it's going to be a great lineup of channelers, musicians. We're going to do our typical thing, good presentations during the day, dancing and music at night. Johan will be here. And if you
awesome
if you've,
food. Yeah. It's just a great – everybody loves Santa Fe. It's not it.
– So, and then I know there's a big gap from March through here. We're working on some things right now. We'll be back in Europe in
May.
June, actually, we're invited as guests to Lee Carroll's annual summer conference in Sedona, so we'll be there for that. We'll probably do a workshop down there, but won't say anything.
Possibly Australia in July.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Good possibility.
Putting it together.
So those are the upcoming events.
Europe in October.
Yeah, let's go on to Chambre News, I think, yeah.
Oh, God, we can't
Chambre
run out.
News.
Oh, this is important.
Yeah. Okay, couple, and we're not doing a regular launch pad today because we had so much other things to cover. So Schomburg News, something I wanted to put in here that I thought was particularly appropriate.
This is good.
A recent article I got actually yesterday, the top 100 thought leaders of the U.S. list. Top 100 thought leaders. And dear friends, there is a Schomburg on that list. Patricia Auberdeen. Patricia's back in the East Coast right now, just finishing another book. But that is impressive when Schomburg is going mainstream and being on an exclusive list of 100 top thought leaders. So anyway, congratulations to Patricia. I'm sure most of you have been hearing the news, reading about it. Last week? There was 5,000 blackbirds in Arkansas, boom, dropped out of the sky. The news said, one of the news reports said it was because of the fireworks. And then the next day, I think it was 100,000 fish died about 100 miles away from there. Fireworks again? Somebody blowing off fireworks in the lake? I don't know. Gene Tinder sent me these articles showing there's been a lot of other happenings.
Actually, there was a news guy that said, yeah, it's no big deal. Why is anybody paying attention to this? It's no big deal.
Yeah, there was another group, smaller number of birds in Louisiana, followed by dead birds fall from the sky in Sweden. Millions of dead fish found in Maryland, Brazil, New Zealand. This is all just happening in the very recent times. Here's a list also of some of the top 10 strange mass animal deaths. And these are all actually quite recent. American honeybees just going away. And nobody knows why since 2006, just leaving.
Too much Splenda using.
Birds and sardines in Chile in 2 months in 2009. Pelicans on the West Coast in 2009. Here's a list if you want to see some of the mass animal deaths in very, very recent times, where it's occurring. And I don't know if there's a particular pattern to that.
Yeah, there's none in Africa or China. How interesting is that?
I don't know if anybody's really counting in some places. I think in more populated places, they're more aware of it. But Adama said we're going to continue seeing more and more of that. And it's not fireworks. And it's not global warming. And it's not toxins in the air. What it is, I don't know, but I did ask him to address it today.
Good.
I'd like to find out. And I'd like to find out if I need to start wearing these gas suits or hot or whatever.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
So this is, we're living in strange times. And on top of that, the magnetic poles are changing. Now, they always have. I was in the aviation business for a lot of years, Garrett. You were a pilot. They change now and then. But they're not just shifting now. They're leaping. Huge changes where airports have to go out and repaint all their numbers, you know, the pilots use for their to get their bearings to land. They've been doing that for a long time. But the changes right now are bigger than ever. The changes in the magnetic intensity are they're bigger. Magnetic intensity, which is the volume or the intensity of the magnetics, not the location of the poles, but the intensity, it's always fluctuated. And I'm not that big into science, but there was something also called the Schumann resonance factor that had to do with kind of the heartbeat of Earth. They're all changing. Scientists are baffled. They'll blame it on anything, but the fact is, whatever's causing this is here, and it's going to continue to be, and it's going to continue to baffle people. The certain segment of the population is claiming it's the end of the world. They're probably right, but it's also the beginning of a new world, and we're all there as part of it, all there as amazing participants. So just a couple days ago, January 2nd, actually, Linda and I sat down in our living room and we recorded. We brought Adamus in, and we recorded something that is.
Oh, hell froze over.
We recorded his message for 2011, Adama St. Germain's 2011 Intense and Personal, because those were the key words he kept on using. Yep. It's going to be a very intense year and a very personal year. This is available in the Schomburg shop. Went up the other day. It's a digital download. It's about 90 minutes long. It's packed with really good information. And
Edith, we have hard copies here just because you would want one.
Yes. We don't have hard copies in the Schomburg shop, but we have some here today. I actually have one right here. There are three discs because it's so long it needed two audio discs, and there is also a text transcript PDF, so you can listen to it, you can read it, or whatever.
What I liked about it most was that I didn't, you know, what is supposedly happening is very big and strong and intense, but what I really, really enjoyed and appreciated was that he really talks about personal ways to walk through this, personal ways to be with this. What?
Excuse me. I didn't want you to... Fans got knocked over. So it's in the Schomburg shop, amazing information. Good insights into 2011 and beyond. So a couple other things real quickly. Let's talk about Awakening Zone again.
You're the tricky one.
So just a quick preview. As I mentioned before, we have amazing hosts doing either weekly or monthly shows. And again, people like Lee Carroll, Dr. Doug Davies, Pepper Lewis, Meg Blackburn-Losey, really good. Sylvia Marin out of Romania. Wolfing von Rohr in Germany. Kelly Walden is going to talk about dreams. Joni Winberg has got excellent information. He's a well-known author. And right now, it's a great lineup. We're going to be adding more in April after we've gotten through phase one.
Because we said no more, Jeff, until we get this going.
No more, yes. Staff is going to put you and I in a closet and lock the door. So let's take a look quickly at some of the upcoming guests on the show. Monday, January 10th is Jeannie Gentry. She is a...
Dream.
No, she's actually a shaman type, I forgot, Toltec. She's amazing from Santa Fe, and she's going to be on...
But D-Spot means dream.
The dream show, but she... there. Oh. Yes. Kelly Walden is the dream expert.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom Terwilliger. Terwilliger?
Terwilliger.
If he looks familiar, he's going to be on the Daily Awareness Show with Kathleen Gage, Mr. America.
Whoa.
On our network. Yeah.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Over in Germany on Wolfing von Rohr's Spirit Radio show, Jutta Fuezi? Fuezi? Jutta. Jutta. It's going to be on. Robert Thies on David McMaster's New Potential shows on Wednesday, January 12th. Congratulations, David, by the way. Yeah. Jim Self, a lot of you know him. He's going to be on Conversations at the Cutting Edge with host Sandy Sedgbeer. Jim does amazing work. Pepper Lewis is going to be a guest on Joe Rombolo's show on January 13th. She's also going to be one of the hosts, host a monthly show. I think a lot of you know her. She channels Gaia. Klaus David Grube? Yeah. Is going to be on... Dr. Joachim Wolfram's show in Germany on January 23rd. Danny and Kathleen Brinkley on Cosmic Particles, January 26th. Just gives you an idea of some of the incredible guests and hosts that are going to be on the Awakening Zone. It's amazing. So is my time. Amazing, just about out. Okay, that's it for Awakening Zone. What is next? I think
you have some sort of...
Oh, just a real quick announcement, yeah.
Oh, quick.
I spent my holidays trying to finish a book. This was Adamus St. Germain's new book titled... Why don't you say it loud, you?
Lebe deine Göttlichkeit.
Exactly. Exactly. The hardest thing about writing this book is I don't know German, so it was in English, but it is now turned into the...
And what does that mean?
It's now turned into the publisher in Germany. It will be out April or May.
What does the name translate to?
Live your divinity. Say so. So this is turned in. It'll be published in April or May time frame.
So if you want to talk to God, you have to go, oh, my God, in German? Oh, my God, it's so much better.
Okay. So, and before we take a break, I wanted to mention, Linda and I talked earlier about a lot of the traveling, and I enjoy doing the workshops, but not necessarily the traveling portion. And I saw this recently in the news. I thought it was interesting. It's the assessment of the effectiveness of TSA airport procedures January 1st through December 31st, 2010. The government has such
a
way of putting things. So I looked at the report to see what statistics did they come up with in 2010 regarding these new body searches. I thought it was actually fascinating. Many of you have been subject to the wand, but now they're doing the full pat-down. So it was interesting. The statistic, terrorist plots, none. That is good news for me, for Linda, anybody who travels. Terrorist plots, none. Transvestites, 133. Hernias, 1,485. Discovered hernias. Hemorrhoid cases. Ooh, yeah, 2,700. That's not that many hemorrhoids. Now that number depends on a... enlarged prostates, 8,249. There's medication for that. Breast implants. That's a lot of breast implants going through TSA. And finally... if you have to think about that one, you're probably blonde. Takes a lot of work to put this webcast together to reach out all over the world. Let's give a big hand to the incredible, amazing staff. Ow! Woo! I think, and also we want to thank Chambra from all around the world, particularly those who do the translating, those who are running the 22 different websites around the world.
The teachers.
The teachers, the Crimson Circle Angels. Particularly want to thank them because the Awakening Zone, everything we do, actually, believe it or not, takes a lot of money.
And
Awakening Zone has
possible.
Turned into a huge project, and the angels make it possible. We're kind of a funny mix between a business and organization. We sell products, but the support that we get in terms of your blessings, your subscriptions as Crimson Circle Angels, any of that, just applause for the staff is what keeps it all going. So thank you to everybody who makes a part of this.
Thank you.
Whew. Okay, now we're going to take a break. We're going to come back at, I don't care what the slide says, we're coming back at 5 to 3 because we're going to go live on the Awakening Zone at 3 o'clock. Thank you.